Mani, you know, we danced in that same theater in Simla.
Yeah.
In the theater in Simla.
No! Oh, yeah!
We had been traveling from Delhi all night. We arrived in Simla, and they said, well, you better take a look at the theater before you go to sleep for a few hours. It was winter. And we went in, and I thought they were showing us the dressing room. It was so small. And it was the actual theater.
Yeah.
And it was so cold. And it got colder and colder and colder as the night went on. And the colder it got, the slipperier the floor got, until we were just skating. And it got so cold that we ended the program early and didn't do the last dance. Yeah, we danced in that same theater.
When was it?
It was 1984, 85, 84.
83 to 84,
just count. You were there with Baba?
Yeah, but not in the theater. We girls were 30.
And it all started out, you know, this was the United States Information Service tour through the United States government. And we had been offering to do a free performance to try to get us into, you know, we were coming to India anyway. And they never responded. They never responded. They never replied. So we decided, well, we'll just come here with a few costumes and our music, just in case. And when we arrived, there was a cable from them, Meher Baba. You know, trust, they had to send their, you know, they sent their telegrams here. And we arrived in, because we were here in Ahmednagar, we had come to visit.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And we had no, they said, come for, we offered to do a free performance in Delhi.
Yes.
And we had no, they sent back a telegram saying, you're going to do three performances.
Yeah.
And we had, actually, we didn't bring our costumes, and we got Meher Taylor, and we had some costumes made up. And
Meher Baba, Meher Taylor.
And I was, we all left for Delhi, and they put us up in this posh hotel, and I was so homesick, I was dying for here. And it was all velvet and candelabras, and the next morning, we were supposed to meet the representative from the government, and I was terrified. I was nervous. I had no idea what to expect. We'd never done one of these USIS tours, you know.
And this is in Delhi.
This is in Delhi. And we had never talked to any of these people. We had never... All we got was one cable sent to the Meher Baba Trust saying, come on this date, three performances. And I'm a wreck. And we're sitting at the coffee table waiting for this person to come who we don't even know who he is. And this big Indian comes and he sits down at the table and I'm dying. And he says, my name is Vinay Shukla. We say, how do you do? Hello, how do you do? He says, first question. Who is Meher Baba?
You should have said that our first question is, you being in India, it's surprising that you are asking us who is Meher Baba. We have come from a long distance. So what did you answer?
I don't remember.
A simple question, simple answer. You know what Baba said about if anybody were to ask you, who is Meher Baba? All that you have to say is, he's the one who provokes this question in you.
That's a wonder. Thank you. He is the one who provokes this question in you.
I've
needed an answer to that.
It's good that you put the question.
Thank you.
So we can repeat what Baba told us.
Thank you.
Because we were also like you, you see.
Nowadays,
we didn't know what to say now when people ask who is Meher Baba. This is, when anybody asks you who is Meher Baba, simply say that he is the one who provokes this question in you. And then after a little pause, say, he is the very being of all beings.
No, but Eric, the time has come now when if you say he's God, they accept it.
That's true.
It's
but,
amazing.
But at that time it was...
Once upon a time it could never be, especially in the British regime when we were there. You just never said things like that. But...
But, you know, I never had that conviction, although I wanted it. So, you know, he says, hypocrisy is the greatest sin, so how can I say that, you know? One other story. We were on tour in Argentina, and we had a photo of Baba in the room, and this was a time where there was a lot of political unrest, and people were getting killed, and it was very dangerous. And we were supposed to go out to meet somebody, and we were late. And he told us, make sure you're not late, because it's very dangerous on the streets, and I'll worry about you. And right at the moment we were trying to leave, there was a knock at the door, and it was the maid. And she had brought us the laundry. And it was our first day in Argentina, and we didn't understand the money. And we're madly trying to figure out the money, and we're trying to leave, and it's chaotic. And all of a sudden, she sees the picture of Baba, and she holds it to her heart. And she wants to know who this is.
Argentina, oh they were in Argentina. They had a picture of Baba out on their dresses.
And she looks at it, and she's just holding. She says, and I can tell she wants to know who he is, and I can't think of a single word. And I think, divino, divino, divino. You know, it's like the only thing I can think. And yet I don't know if I can say that because am I being hypocritical? I just give her the picture, and we run out the room, and it's this huge hotel with this long corridor, you know, high ceilings, and we're waiting for the elevator to come. And the translator, who's come along with us, calls down from the end of the hallway, I've talked to the maid, and I've explained that Meher Baba is a professor of divinity. Isn't that correct? And the elevator's coming, and Jerry says, we've got to get in, we've got to get in. I say, no, no, he's divine, he's divine.
Thank you.